Are you interested in improving your procurement and negotiation skills and understanding? Well, this is the podcast for you. The Procurement Podcast with Andy and Christoph.
Christoph and Andy here with the Procurement Podcast. We've had some a great first year in 2019 with some fantastic people coming onto the podcast. Looking forward to even greater interviews in 2020.
Absolutely.
Amazing. We think procurement is just buying stuff, right? But it's a lot more than that, as we've seen.
Yeah, certainly. I think we've already seen with the six interviews that we've done this year how rich and varied the people's approach to procurement is. And you know, imagine that being multiplied and amplified across all the various different procurement professionals, not only here in Australia and New Zealand, but also globally. So we'd love to hear from as many of you as possible about the topics that you'd like to us to explore in a bit more depth. If there's people you'd like us to reach out to interview, we'd be very, very pleased for any guidance or support on that in terms of what you'd like, who you'd like to have involved. As I say, one of the things we're looking forward to 2020 is increased frequency for the podcast, you know, a wider range of topics, and also to perhaps explore in some depth some of the issues that have already been raised in the original, in this year's work. And we had some fantastic conversations. The couple of the standouts for me, I think, were Sarah Collins, the conversations that we have had with Sarah, talking especially around the impact of modern slavery and how procurement needs to take greater responsibility in terms of
sustainable procurement
sustainable procurement. And then we also had Rob Household talking about neuro leadership and all the exciting possibilities there.
I had a one-on-one moment here. You can hear my voice much better than before. I forgot to hook up my microphone. It's always a learning. 2020 is going to be much better, much better, I promise. But to me, the big topic and one, the never-ending conversation as to what we do as a society is with the talk we had with Tania Lelo and Myla Brolin about circular economy. That's that's a big one because that changes how we behave as a person. You know, I still have my flickering phone and people say, oh, why don't you upgrade? And I've got in the back of my head, oh, circular economy, and I've got to save the environment. So it's interesting. It's, you know, it's such a massive topic. And then we talk, like, the podcast with Rob Halsall about, you know, the people side of things.
Absolutely,
which is, again, a never-ending.
Yeah, and the empathy, that aspect of turning apathy into empathy, which was one of Rob's neat phrases, fascinating. And also we spoke to Rod Lambert, and Rod was with the
New South Wales Fire Service.
Yeah, so the hardest working people in Australia at the moment, at the time of recording. But he was talking about empowering his team, and it's about the collective outcome being more important than personal positioning in in a negotiation, and I think that's
very true.
We also had a good chat with Jean-Michel Carrière.
Let me pronounce this. Jean-Michel
Carrière
from the New South Wales Department of Justice and Communities now. Great interview there.
Yeah, you know, fascinating. And he came from a non-procurement background and was sort of almost has transformed the way procurement can be looked at in that context. So there's, you know, we've had some really fascinating interviews. Also chatted with Jo Bailey, who gave some great insights into her approach to procurement and the possibilities that exist within procurement. And for 2020.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, when we start with the question, what is procurement? And the topic is so broad, but procurement is really the pulse of any organization. It impacts your customers. If you buy products that are not good quality or poor performance, then people won't buy them in the first place.
Absolutely.
Or they definitely won't return. And then if you buy them too expensive, then you price yourself out of the market. If you don't interact with people within the organization, with marketing, finance, you know, and all production and all those sort of teams, procurement is really the heart of any, in my view, the heart of any organization.
Yeah.
So to me, in 2020, you know, if we start with the you know, a question about, you know, obviously what is procurement, but how do we improve procurement? That's a very big question as well.
Absolutely.
And how? Where do we start? We start looking at the spend. Are we looking at the demand side first? Are we looking at the processes that are in place? Are we building an organization to help grow? But what about if we get into a downturn economy? What's next? And I don't think there's a lot of organization planning, you know, perhaps for downturns, you know, in terms of, you know, how do you adjust?
Yeah, certainly having lived and worked through a couple of downturns in the UK, when it's come along, it's always come as a bit of a shock and surprise to businesses, not necessarily to individuals. We must probably see it quicker as individuals, but we don't always apply it to the businesses we're working with or for.
And unfortunately, in downturn situations, the quickest is getting rid of staff, which then choke the entire organization. So I think, you know, downturn should be planned.
Yeah.
You know, not that it will happen, but just in case it does happen, that it's not necessarily the people that go first, but perhaps we focus on getting rid of certain, you know, products or certain services that are not, you know,
first class travel, which was always the telltale sign when businesses you know, start saying there'll be a slight delay in paying your expenses. That's when you know that your company might be in a slight cash flow problem. And hopefully that won't happen, of course. But you know, again, you know, where's procurement's role in expanding businesses and also contracting businesses, and just also that sustainability piece. You know, you touch on the environment, and I think that's certainly something I'd like to see us explore as a podcast in 2020. I think there's a very important piece of work that procurement can do globally to enable change to happen. It doesn't have to be a governmental imposition, but I think if procurement departments and procurement leaders and innovators can start to really seriously consider the impact of those decisions, that in itself, I mean, nothing affects government policy more than actual commercial change, and you know, The only thing that affects it more is leading up to an election when people's politicians' jobs are on the line. But you can vote with your pocket and your dollar or your pound or any other currency that you choose. So there's a lot of, you know, real detail that we'd like to explore in 2020. You can get in touch with us.
Yes, you can feel free to email us. The email is info@procurementpodcast.com. And Andy, before we switch off, is one topic that I like to explore, if possible, is waste management.
Yeah.
At all levels, you know, recyclable versus non-recyclable.
Yeah.
And what do we do with all of our waste?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Because that affects us individually as well at home. You know, you put the bin and you come back from the supermarket and you got all those plastic bags. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I think that is something that we should, you know, very, you know, absolutely address. It's a day-to-day, you know, it's a daily challenge in our businesses and in our home lives as well. And certainly I think that's a very key, not only to procurement and in terms of best practice, but it's key to the planet, to be honest.
It is, yeah.
And I think, you know, we shouldn't shy away from these things. I think it's occasionally we think, well, if we're doing it for our company, that almost gives us a justification. We're allowed to, you know, misbehave, you know, or make poor decisions. But the reality of it is we're not. You know, we don't have that scope anymore. Looking at waste management is very important, and that comes under the environmental umbrella. I'm very keen to explore procurement ethics in 2020 as well, and really get to understand how how people deal with particular ethical challenges, not just in terms of the environmental piece, but whether there's inappropriate behavior by either your own team or your management. Or...
I was listening to the podcast with Rod Lambert, where you offered a very good different perspective. You know, within governments, you know, this definitely don't accept anything from suppliers.
Yeah.
But in your own experience, you say, well, we were pretty much taking suppliers out to the cricket games.
Yeah, yeah.
And that mental, that paradigm shift, you know, what, are we doing it right or are we doing it wrong? You know, what is the best way to extract value out of our extended supply chain, which is pretty much an extended enterprise as an organization? You survive because of your suppliers. So if you treat them arm length versus embrace the relationship, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I my instinctive position is that we should never stop trying to find ways to make our suppliers more profitable. Now, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that we pay over and above the odds ourselves. In fact, far from it. It is what can we do that doesn't cost us, that enables them to operate at a high level of profitability, but potentially lower cost. And I think those conversations, I think it certainly helps when we talk about the ethics of purchasing and buying and procurement in general. Whether, you know, if your company keeps a gifts register or not, it's important that the procurement function should be seen to do the right thing, not just once, but every time. And one of the ways you can get around that is, you can take your suppliers out for lunch, or you can take your suppliers to the cricket or whatever it may be, simply because that removes that one grey area that quite often people are prone to point a finger at procurement and say, well, of course, no wonder you've given them the business because, they took you to whatever. Just take that out of the equation and be proactive and take them. It's an intriguing dynamic. I firmly believe that things are much better than they were when I first started out on the procurement side of industry. But we still see cases of malpractice. We see cases of out and out theft through adjusted invoices and such like. And that's something that can tarnish the greater good that procurement often does for business. And it's coming back to one of the points that Rob made in the podcast that we have with him, is just about how the commercial benefits of a high functioning procurement team can bring real greater commercial value than simply just being, oh, we've beaten them up on price. I think there's coming back to your point also, Christoph, about how procurement can be at the very hub of the business. We shouldn't cease from striving to be a crucial part of the organisation, and one that acts as the guiding commercial conscience of the business, as well as ultimately making our businesses sustainable and profitable, and also make it enjoyable. The job we do shouldn't be a pain.
Yes.
We shouldn't struggle with it.
There's definitely plenty of topics that we can talk about and maybe stretch the current thinking a little bit. What if we did that? What are the pluses and minuses of taking suppliers out to lunch?
Yeah.
What are, how, if we look at potential fraud, where do we look first?
Yeah.
If we look at expanding an organization, what shall we do? Shall we review our demand side, or shall we review the supply side? Mm-hmm. If we look at systems, how can systems potentially enable the efficiency and the effectiveness of an activity being performed? Mm-hmm. In the case of Rob, how can we empower our team, and what is the time frame that is acceptable by management to empower that time, because that to me that might be the, you know, the sticky point. So
and back to Sarah's point about the supply chain, how much the further back we go in our supply chain, the potential challenges that we face are how do we communicate that to our management team? Then you might have to give your senior manager some news that they don't want to actually.
And being able to communicate that news as well, which is a whole different skill, upselling, or sharing.
Absolutely. So all those topics and many more come up in 2020. It's been a really enjoyable first year for the Procurement Podcast. Thank you, Christoph, for that.
Did you know that we are number one on the first page of Google as well, for the various players? So thank you to the listeners.
Yes, thank you so much. We do get some very generous feedback and some occasionally chastising advice, and that's great. And we do take that on board. Don't forget, as Christoph's already given out the email address, but we'll give it once more. So it's
info at procurementpodcast.com.
Excellent. So love to hear from you with any thoughts or insights or things you'd like us to cover. I think all it's left us is to wish you a fantastic 2020. We look forward to sharing some more procurement insights with you in due course.
Will do. Thank you very much, everyone.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Procurement Podcast with Andy and Christoph. For more information, please visit our website, procurementpodcast.com, and feel free to email us your questions at info@procurementpodcast.com.